Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's lights out.
And away we go.
Right.
No, we did. Oh my
no.
God.
Start again.
We did that the wrong way around. We've never done that before.
No. Oh, yeah, we always. But we don't usually say that right at the beginning. Anyway, I thought you were dead earlier this week. It's been a little while. So it's been, what, 2 weeks since we last recorded?
Uh-huh.
And it's because I thought Adam had died.
Yeah.
But he hadn't. He just didn't reply to my message.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But you almost did. Okay, right. So, context. I sent a message on last Monday
to
be like, oh, hi, let's do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't reply. I then sent a voice note about the podcast, which he then didn't reply.
Yeah.
So then I just sent him, are you alive?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I am, just ill.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to tell me about a story of how he almost died.
So, yeah, I was just not very well. That's all it was. I was just not very well. And I was just not in the mood. You know, when you just see messages and you're like, oh, God.
Thanks.
I'm bothered. I'm just in there. I'm not bothered. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that, you know, my messages were the ones that you'd be like, oh, I can't be bothered.
No, I'm so sorry. Yeah. That is, I do feel bad about that. I do apologize.
You should, yeah.
And what did you say to me? You said, I thought you'd passed out or something.
Oh, yeah. So I messaged
him. He thought I'd passed out.
Yeah. Because he's home alone, by the way. Like, no one else is at home.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what if he's dead in his house? And no one's there. And I was like, well, I'm probably 2 days late anyway, but I'll just check if he is alive.
Because
basically what I was looking for is, because you weren't also going active on Facebook or on Instagram.
Okay.
So I was like,
oh, I really was out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, okay, so if he doesn't go active for the rest of today, I'm going to, after work, I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to check in.
Jeez.
Yeah.
God.
Because it was like 3 days of you not being active online
and
not replying to my messages. So I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then...
No, I wasn't very well.
No.
Clearly. Clearly not very well. And I was just, yeah, I remember just being in bed and like being in bits and just being like, I just want to die. but yeah, well, anyway.
So that's why we haven't, that's why we're a little bit late on the podcast.
A little bit late.
A lot's happened since then.
We had the
Japanese Grand Prix.
Yep.
You want to talk about that? Or should we go about that?
You can go about that first.
Yeah. Should we do that first? Okay.
Go about that first.
What do you think?
Well, we were just saying before this, there was lots of passing, wasn't there? There was lots of passes, but nothing that was particularly exciting.
Yeah.
No exciting pass. Well, apart from Lando's one that was round, I think he went round Lewis on the first and second corner.
Yeah.
That was a really nice one around the outside.
Yuki Tsunoda had a nice...
In
the S's. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Perez a couple times, 130R. But I feel like there's a difference between overtakes and battles. Obviously, there is. But you know what I mean? Where it's like, you can have a Grand Prix with loads of overtakes.
Yeah.
But I'd rather a Grand Prix with like one or two really good battles and not many overtakes than loads of overtakes and no battles.
That's a hot take.
Do you think it's a hot take?
That's a little bit of a hot take.
Okay.
So you're saying that two exciting bits makes a race more than if there were like, okay, so would you rather two exciting battles
mm-hmm.
that last maybe 20 seconds a race, 20, 30 seconds?
No, 20, 30 is quite small. I'm talking about like multi-lap, like one driver chasing the other.
Okay, fine.
Finally catches up.
Okay, let me change that then. Would you rather, okay, three laps of battle.
Yeah.
Two, 3 laps of battle, that's six laps of battle.
Yeah.
Then 20 passes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rather a Grand Prix like
than
Hungary.
I'm trying to make this harder than I'm trying to make this a harder decision.
I would rather a Grand Prix like Hungary 2019 than a Grand Prix like China 2016.
That doesn't help me at all.
Okay.
Hungary 2019, yeah, fine, but that doesn't help me.
China 2016 used to be the Grand Prix with the most overtakes.
Okay.
So, but it was like everyone was just overtaking each other, just DRS.
Okay.
Whereas like Hungary, there was like no overtakes. But then you had Max Verstappen had stayed out. Lewis had pitted twice and he was catching and eventually passed him.
Okay.
But it was like there wasn't many overtakes, but the threat of Lewis catching him up and overtaking him or not overtaking him was more interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I do definitely agree. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate and give you an ultimatum.
Agree. No. So I didn't realize that would be an F1 hot take. But my F1 hot take
is not really a hot take, is it?
Yeah.
There's nothing hot about that.
I'd rather an interesting race than a not interesting race.
Yeah.
It's not really a hot take, is it?
No, it's like, not really a hot take. No.
No.
I was trying.
You were trying.
I was trying.
there was something I wanted to say though. Oh yeah, Daniel Ricciardo is washed. That's my F1 hot take. F1 hot take. Daniel Ricciardo won't make it past halfway this season.
Interesting.
He'll be out.
Give me examples as to why you've come to that conclusion.
Okay. He's washed. He's basically right. He crashed.
Yes.
He's
completely been his fault as well.
Yeah. Is he crashed twice now as well? Did he crash in Australia? We have a guy in a chair. Oh, right. Also, by the way,
guy in the chair.
You know how we always joke about the fact that we need to Google something?
Yeah.
We now have someone who can Google stuff for us. Welcome, Kieran.
Welcome
to the podcast.
Hello.
Kieran, how are you doing?
You need to get closer to the mic because we're not actually going to be able to hear you.
Oh,
shout out.
I'm a long time listener. I'm actually a top 9% listener from last year. So,
yeah.
Being able to be the first person to watch the first live viewing of the
you don't have that.
Rachel and Aaron.
Aaron's been in here. Your mum's been in here.
Yeah,
I don't feel very special.
No, you are. You're going to be our.
He's going to be our guy in the chair moving forward. He's going to be able to help us, you know, Google stuff. Like, I've completely forgot what we're Googling.
If Daniel Ricciardo crashed in Australia.
Did he crash in Australia? He's not retired in Australia. Thanks to Kieran for letting us know.
Yes.
But he has just not been doing well. He's been very far off the pace. Was he in Australia? I think maybe in Australia he went out in Q1. I'm pretty sure he did go out in Q1.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I'm very certain in qualifying he was out in Q1.
Yeah.
Because of that. And like Tsunoda is in Q3.
Yeah.
Tsunoda's just completely out qualifying him and out racing him. And you've got Liam Lawson in the waiting lines. You know what Red Bull are like. They like to just get rid of drivers if they're not performing.
Yeah.
Ricciardo's expensive.
He is.
He's an expensive driver to have.
But he's a very knowledgeable driver, and I think that's what they were expecting from him. Mm. Which, I mean, I'm sure he's still bringing a certain level of that to the table.
Yeah.
But
Developing the car.
But yeah, I mean, if you've got to at least be putting in the same sort of laps as your teammate, if not better.
Yeah.
To help with the experience, you know, with being experienced and actually give good feedback to the teams.
Yeah.
So I agree. I mean, I don't agree. I wouldn't say he's completely washed. He's, you know, he's just not having a great stint of form at the moment.
It's been quite a while. What, since 2021?
Well, yeah, but he's only just come back
2020?
In.
Yeah.
He had a year off and he's only just come back in.
But then also he did the same at McLaren where he was.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's had half of last season as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he was right at the end of last season. That's why he's got a seat again.
Yes. Yeah. But Liam Lawson was really good. So
Liam Lawson was brilliant.
But then again, how well can you judge someone off one race? Like, so I know that everyone's... who's the Ferrari guy?
Behrman.
I always say Behrman.
Yeah.
Behrman, you know, he did really well. But then so did Nick De Vries. And we all saw what happened with him.
Yeah, and that flopped bad.
And Liam Lawson had a couple races of good performance, but and Ricciardo had last season. So, do you think Yuki Tsunoda is underrated?
No, but I don't think he's overrated either. I think
he's just fairly rated.
He's just fairly rated.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
he's a good driver, and I mean, the fact that he's so tiny must help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, probably have to add. They would have to add ballast into the car.
Yeah, they would probably. He doesn't add any extra weight. Anyway, that's probably.
Yeah.
He's doing really, really well, and he's becoming more experienced now. He's been in Formula One for a few seasons now, so.
I think the only thing is like because no one considers him for that Red Bull seat.
Like
everyone was,
and he shouldn't be.
Alonso, Carlos Sainz, Perez.
I mean, out of 10, what is he, a 6?
Yeah.
6 out of 10?
I'd say he's probably fairly rated. Also, his anger and his temperament, like he is a bit of a child still.
Yeah.
And that's off-putting for anyone.
Not very mature attitude sometimes.
Not good for PR.
I think he's genuinely, right now, could not be in a more perfect situation in his career. For his level, the team he's at.
Beating his teammate.
I think, he's doing very, very well.
Yeah. And he's doing well with that car. So,
yeah,
good for him, but probably fairly rated. Just a very slightly above average driver. I think he's an average driver. I think he's a bang on 5.
So you're saying a 5?
I think he's a 5. Are you saying 6?
I mean, I could go down to a 5. I wouldn't say that that's like... I'd say he's driving like a 6 now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last year was probably driving at like a 5.
His form is a 6.
His form is a 6 right now.
But he's about a 5 out of 10. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of the other Red Bull seat, and the guy's now signed with Aston Martin, Fernando Alonso. What does that tell... So, right. When I see Fernando Alonso signing with Aston Martin...
Yep.
It's one that Mercedes are in the bin.
Oh, 100%.
Because he's gone to...
I mean, they are in the bin. We can see they're in the bin. He's Lewis is leaving. They're in the bin.
Yeah. Two, I think the gig he's got at Aston Martin is pretty good in terms of he knows he's going to easily beat his teammate. He's not got someone like George Russell, who's actually a good teammate to go against. So he knows it's quite an easy win.
Yeah.
I think Aston Martin... Like, for him to sign a multi-year deal, for someone like Fernando Alonso to do a multi-year deal, he must, like, there's stuff happening on in the background.
There is.
That we don't
know. I don't think he or anyone in Formula One at the moment has any confidence in Mercedes improving anytime soon.
No.
I really, really don't.
No.
I think Lewis is getting out at a very good time. And I think that seat is going to be filled by a youngster.
Yeah. So I think Antonelli gets into that seat, to be honest.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And then George Russell gets to be number one.
God, that'd be... Well, though, he's been...
Good for him.
He's been number one before, but not a big team.
Yeah. Or Carlos Sainz gets...
That's a lot of pressure. I still don't see Sainz going to Mercedes.
But, okay, right. Where does Sainz go? Because, realistically, Perez is performing well enough in that Red Bull.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like Max wants more competition. Did you see what Max said, by the way? He was like,
"What?"
He was like, "It doesn't matter who gets into that number 2 into the Red Bull seat because I'm still going to be winning." I was like,
"I haven't seen that actually." Where was that?
I saw a picture of it posted by like Sky Sports.
Okay,
so
I don't know. Yeah,
with a comment underneath, but I haven't actually seen the clip.
I mean, I wouldn't say that that's an outrageous comment.
No,
it's arrogant and it's cocky, but then again, he's been good enough to allow an arrogant and cocky comment.
I would have said that if I was him.
Yeah. I'd have been like, I just know that I'm faster than anyone else.
Yeah. he knows the setup at Red Bull as well. So he knows that anyone who's coming in, he knows his style is unique.
Yeah.
He knows that anyone coming in, they're not going to be able to influence the car. It's going to be Max's influence.
Yeah.
And he knows how quick he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows how talented he is. He's a 3-time world champion, isn't he?
Yeah.
So kind of
he's a 3-time world champion, but
he is a 3-time.
Cocky comment, but good.
It's fair enough. I mean, I feel like there's scenarios where people say that about top level performing athletes. They're like, oh, it's just so cocky, and I'm like, but yeah, do you know what I mean? Like Cristiano Ronaldo, like he's so cocky. It's like, well, yeah,
because
it's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Like Verstappen, you can be cocky. You're Max Verstappen.
Yeah, you're the best.
Obviously, you're going to be a bit arrogant.
Yeah.
If you weren't arrogant, I don't think you'd win as much. I don't think you'd win as well. You have to have that level of arrogance.
Yeah, because with the arrogance comes the confidence.
Yeah.
That he just knows that, oh, I can win that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can stop the car here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, yeah. And he's the best driver in the world at the moment.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. He's driving at an unbelievable level. So
there's just there's nothing close.
Yeah.
There's no one close.
Be as cocky as you want. I don't care.
Yeah. Fair enough, mate. If you win every race, you can be as cocky as you like.
Yeah. Gives him personality as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't like it when he has been quite PR neutral a lot recently.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like since he started winning, which they all do, since they started winning, they're like, oh, yeah, thanks to the fans.
Yeah.
You have the greatest fans here.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton, oh my God. Every country had the greatest fans.
It's
surely not.
Which country has the greatest fans for Lewis? Because Brazil is a big one. They love
surely
it over
the
there.
UK.
No, but Brazil love it. That's what they've given him
a citizenship
there. So, I mean, Brazil and England are very close.
Yeah, but I'd say still England, because there's still Brazilian fans who are annoyed that he beat Massa.
Good point.
Yeah.
And obviously they're all Senna fans as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, so Hamilton became ingrained in them because he was so outwardly loving of Senna that they were like, okay, we like this guy now.
Yeah.
And also...
No, yeah, it probably is still the UK.
Brazilians didn't like Max. So... Yeah.
Anything else on the race?
Well,
what was George doing, lunging in like that?
Yeah, she's a bit of a lunge.
Just a bit of a lunge, isn't it? Why?
It didn't even seem like anyone really cared. And he still took him anyway. Later, a bit of a late lunge. It happens.
Yeah. And we said this last week about, I said that one of my my predictions was going to be Sainz wasn't going to be on the podium.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, because last week I was wrong. This week, I'm not wrong. He has been on the podium three times already.
Yeah.
Three and four, fair play to him. I have, honestly. I mean, he's been brilliant.
He has.
He's been brilliant.
Second best driver of the season.
I mean, easily.
Yeah, easily.
So
probably go what?
So now I'm pretty sure Leclerc will lose his seat and it will be Sainz and Lewis, won't it?
No, because Leclerc's already signed the contract. They should cancel Leclerc's contract early.
They should. Cancel the contract early and keep Sainz in.
Yeah. Leclerc's just been saying that he's not, in qualifying, he's not been able to warm the tyres up properly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, in his Japan lap, the first two sectors, he was off the pace, got the tyres warmed up, and he beat Sainz in the final sector. So, and the same thing happened, maybe not Australia in one of the other tracks, maybe Saudi. Where he just didn't get the tyres warmed up. So he's struggling with that because he says it's inconsistent on warm-up laps. Okay. But it's looking like Lewis has made an unbelievable decision. Because the Ferrari looks incredibly consistent.
Yeah.
It's just a bit slower. You know what I mean? Like, it's not overtly bad in anything. It can do everything the Red Bull does, just a bit slower.
Yeah.
And then now they're starting to bring upgrades to the car. So...
Ferrari are now the next best team.
Yeah.
It's Red Bull and then Ferrari. So, I mean, if you're going to be in any team to challenge Red Bull, you're going to have to be the next team, aren't you?
Yeah.
So
he's
got out a brilliant time.
Unbelievable time.
I think he knew that.
Yeah.
He knew that. He could see that coming.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he would have looked at development.
He would have looked at,
yeah,
what's going on.
I mean, Mercedes must be just in such a bad position.
They're in
you leave the team at the beginning of the season after 2 hours in the simulator. you've gone into that simulator.
You've literally done
one filming day in the simulator and you're like,
hello. I need to leave. Where's my agent?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Mercedes probably just got to wait till 2026.
It might have to be a couple of more seasons of just
smaller, lighter cars. Announced 50 kg lighter, which, I mean, all they're doing is undoing the 50 kg they added on at the start of the regs.
Yeah,
50 kg lighter, but then also narrower and smaller.
Yeah,
so with more reliance on ground effect. So
yeah,
great.
Which is supposed to have closer rating, but it's.
It does, but it's just Red Bull are just going to be so much better. You just got to hope that Red Bull powertrains miss the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I doubt it because they're buying all of Honda. Oh, well. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It is a brand new engine.
Okay.
So
I'm sure it'd be good.
Yeah.
They're absolutely on fire. Doesn't look like they're going to drop off anytime soon.
But anyway.
Moving on. You wanted to do some more car-related stuff, garage-related stuff.
Garage, yes.
Oh, garage.
So I want to do Dream 5 Car Collection. So if you're doing a Dream 5 Car Collection,
okay.
Should we say it's got to have a daily?
Okay, so like an SUV?
Yeah, so we'll say like an SUV. It doesn't have to be an SUV, but something like an SUV.
Okay, so like a
4x4 SUV.
Family vehicle. Uh-huh.
I just thought of something. Anyway. We'll go through.
Okay.
All right. Family vehicle.
Yeah.
A sports car.
Yeah.
Supercar.
Yeah.
Hypercar.
Yeah.
Grand Tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we change that?
Okay.
Can instead of the hypercar.
Yeah.
We have to do like a town car.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to be stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've got to do a little town car.
What would your hypercar be anyway? Mine would be a Chiron.
We have just recently talked about hypercars.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying Koenigsegg.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with a Jesko.
You know, yeah. Jesko. Okay. Jesko. Anyway. Jesko. But we'll ignore that one. We'll ignore
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would have had. That's what you would have had.
So you
have to have a city car. So have you ever seen those like the
Like a little Volkswagen up?
Exactly. So there's those city, all those towns in Italy.
Yeah, and you got the little,
and they're tiny, tiny roads, you have to try and maneuver. You have to have a car like that. Which
way? Okay. I haven't really thought about that. Okay, but okay, let's go. What car do you want to go first?
Let's go the family car.
Family car. So the big SUV.
This is.
So I get a lot of hate.
I know.
I get a lot of hate for liking this.
Okay.
But I like a G-Wagon.
Why? Hold on. Why do you get hate for liking a G-Wagon?
Apparently, it's like a cliche car to pick. Or I'm a bit of a white mum girl, but I want a matte black G-Wagon, black rims. I want to raise it. I want to get the 4x4 squared version. Raised with like higher suspension, and I want to get the act. You know the thing which you can do in the new Mercedes, it can bounce.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Well, I want to somehow be able to do that.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, unless you pay something,
yeah, I have to get like active suspension.
Yeah,
some sort of mod added.
No, I mean, I still think that's a great shout.
Yeah, so I want a G-Wagon for 4x4 squared.
Wow, okay, the big one.
Yeah, the big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is
Meta Park.
Mine is out there. It's something brand new.
Oh yeah,
and nobody would have thought this, but I saw it the other week.
Okay,
I actually saw one on the road as well.
You saw it on the road,
which was incredible, and I didn't realize what I'd seen until I saw a video on it, like a week or two later.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't actually know how you say the last name. It's the new Lotus.
Oh.
Elita thing. Elita, E-L-E-T-R-E. Elita.
I don't know how to say it.
Is that right? Is that the right name for the car? It's
new. Electri. How you would like spell it. Yeah.
Electra.
E-L-E-T-R-E. E-L-E-T-R-E.
If this is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's the four.
That car is absolutely mental.
Mm.
Like mental fast.
Yeah.
And all electric. The inside is so plush. I think the outside looks brilliant. Oh man. That beats most supercars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's rapid. I think it was a car wow drag race against a Performante, Lamborghini, not Hurricane, the
Urus.
Urus Performante, and it absolutely tore it to shreds.
Is it all electric?
All electric.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
so I'd have that.
Do you know what's interesting?
Go on.
Because for my sports car, I was going to go with the Lotus Emira.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've heard really good things about.
That's interesting.
But I go with a bit of a rogue one because I don't think.
Okay.
Also, by the way, I started laughing because I was going to go for my family car, the Koenigsegg Gemera. And I was like, I don't think I can do that. For those who don't know, the Koenigsegg Gemera is a V8 with. It's a V8 with three batteries or four batteries.
I think you have it in two configurations. You can have it as a three cylinder.
Yeah.
Or a V8.
Yeah.
With
a battery. Two batteries. It's got like what 2,000 horsepower? 1,000? No,
something like that.
This has got some in. Wait, let me get it up. Yeah, 2,300 horsepower. 2,300 horsepower on a family four-door car.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And the doors are huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
It's a three-door, and it goes the door goes from the front to literally the back of the vehicle. Yeah, so you open up the one door, and you can see all four seats.
Yeah.
That makes, I don't know how to explain that.
It has like a, I've forgotten the mechanism, but it's like a gull wing, but like a bifolding.
Yeah.
Door up and it like
yeah
up like that, doesn't it?
So like you don't, when you step in the front seat, you don't have to pull forwards. The door's that big that you can just open it and get in the back.
Yes, yeah, which is crazy.
It's a design I've never seen. Yeah. It's a completely new thing.
And the door the door will basically rotate upwards rather than pull out. So it turns upwards.
Yeah.
Which I assume is a nightmare in like a car park.
No, apparently when I watched the video of it, it stays under the height of like your normal SUV. It's that well designed though. Like it's no taller than if you're in a Range Rover.
That's crazy.
That's
So I was gonna go as that family car, and I was like, am I really gonna be able to convince someone that's a family car?
No, absolutely.
You can. You do get four pieces of luggage with it though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. That does make it.
But yeah, so I went on a bit of a tangent there. But for my sports car, I was going to go with the Lotus Emira. I'm actually going to go with the V8 LC500 Lexus.
Interesting shout.
Do you know why? Do you know what?
Interesting shout.
Right, so I've heard from, I was watching Throttle House on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they said,
useful looking thing.
The Lexus LC500 is the best sports car that you can buy that's not a Porsche.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. Because they said the only thing it lacks is straight line speed. Everything else it does the best.
Are they interior?
Other than a Porsche. Yeah, but they also said it's great for, well, they did a refresh on it. It's the 2024 one, but it's great if you're a retired dentist, which I sort of feel like I am.
It's great mentally. If you're a retired dentist.
As in like it's Lexus, it's a bit older.
Oh, okay.
Comfier. Yeah. But let's see. Like, you know, I've got a Lexus already. I love Lexus. And I do, you know what? Apparently the V8 sounds amazing, which doesn't surprise me because the LFA is probably the best sounding car ever.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, I mean, that's.
So I think they know how to make a good sounding car, but it's the best car outside of getting a Porsche.
Wow.
Yeah.
What color would you have it in? Just because I'm looking at a few different colours here on the screen. And
yeah, I saw quite a nice one in...
Red, black. Even yellow looks nice.
Yeah. I saw quite a nice one in red. Red. They do like a deep red in Lexus. No. Oh, you know what? They do a dark green with like a tan interior. Really, really nice. They do that.
Great.
It's really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's sports car. Because that's like I feel like sports car and supercar... A little bit different, so yeah.
Yeah, everything's sort of blending into one.
They do sort of blend.
It's all starting to blend a bit.
Like a 911 turbo, is that a sports or a super? That's a sports car, isn't it?
A Turbo S is definitely a supercar.
Would you say it's a supercar?
Yeah, I mean, it beats like a Lambo. It beats like an Aventador.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say a 911.
Just a regular 911.
We're going along the parameters that it's a sports car. So the regular 911.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what
I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
No, no.
It's like getting an R8.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Great car.
Great car.
Do you know what I find funny is literally, so I've been watching so much more car YouTube now,
mm-hmm.
and every single car is like, it doesn't quite have Porsche steering or it's not quite got Porsche steering. Not quite got Porsche brakes. It's like Porsche are so unbelievably better than.
Can you imagine if they came into Formula One?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they rinse everyone.
I mean, they were in LMP. What's it called? Le Mans.
Oh yeah.
And they rinse everyone.
Yeah.
And then they left.
Mm.
Yeah. Created the fastest car ever. Porsche are just the best company. By far the best company.
They are.
Yeah.
And yet they're so relaxed about it. They're like, yeah, we're just better than everyone. But
yeah,
we're not going to big ourselves up. Yeah, we're not shout about it, but we know we're better than you.
Yeah, because apparently the you know the Cayenne GT Turbo S, which is like apparently it's like. It would slap like most sports cars, and it would slap a Euro, slap the Ferrari.
That needs to wait. So that's the 4x4.
That's their 4x4 GT version.
That Lotus will give it a run for its money, like a serious run.
Electric compared to petrol is not really a comparison though, because electric is so much faster.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's an amazing thing you just said.
Yeah,
which is really realistically. If you want something fast, you have to kind of go electric.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
And what's the best electric cars you can buy? Taycan. Apparently, that's the go-to. The Taycan, not a Rimac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In terms of like something you can buy for the street, the best on the road.
Tesla. People like Teslas, don't they?
Yeah,
I hate Teslas.
No.
Terrible.
No. I'd say the best on the road electric car is a Porsche. Taycan.
Or probably the e-tron as well, because it's the same car.
It's
the same thing.
It's the same car.
But
I've
not heard that. I've not heard that people have said that's the best electric car.
I quite consistently hear that it's the best to drive.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, again, we've gone on a tangent.
We have.
Okay, so what's next? Supercar.
Oh, okay.
Well, what were the options? We got 4x4, well, SUV, family car.
Yeah.
Sports car.
We've done the sports car. So now we need the supercar. The city car.
City car, that's a tough one.
And then what was the other one? GT.
Oh, a GT. Do you want to go GT? Because I know my GT. And I feel like we have the same GT.
I might have changed my mind now.
You've changed your mind?
I know, that's mad, isn't it?
Okay, because I saw this car today at my work.
Did you?
And I love it.
You go first then, because I can't.
Bentley Continental GT.
Okay. I mean, it's just...
Oh, wait. Do you know why I want to change my mind?
What? What were you going to change it to?
No, because... I'm going to go Bentley Continental GT.
Okay.
I was going to change it to an Aston Martin DB12.
Oh, see, I was thinking the Aston Martins. Hold on.
Okay. The new DB12, I think, looks amazing. But I think it's going to be too similar to my supercar. So I want to have a slightly different shape and look. And I think the Continental has a bit of a different shape, look, and feel.
Okay.
Realistically, I should probably go a Wraith, thinking about it.
Good shout. I'm
changing my mind. I'm going a Rolls-Royce Wraith Black right. Edition. So a blacked out Rolls-Royce Wraith.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can't go wrong with Rolls.
So my three cars now are a blacked out Mercedes G-Wagon.
A dark green Lexus?
A dark green Lexus LC500. A Rolls-Royce Wraith.
And a Rolls-Royce Wraith. That's fair. Those three are...
I might not go black-tail Mercedes G-Wagon. I might go matte grey.
Yeah, good idea, because it kind of...
I want some different colours and different shapes.
Mm. Well, I'm taking the DB12 then.
Yeah.
Because that's mad for me, by the way, because...
For the last
5 years, I've always been like, GT is just the elite. If I have to get a car, I'm on that one. And like, I say a reasonable amount of money, but not like millions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would always pick like a Bentley Continental GT, but
it's like a good, like you're rich, but you're not that rich.
I guess so.
Yeah.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, if that makes sense in the car world.
Yeah, in the car world.
Bentley Continental GT is, I was for sure thought you were going to say that.
No, I'm going to take the DB12 right now.
Yeah.
Do you know why? It's genuinely the interior.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. The stitching in the seats are unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. They've just upped the interior in the in the Aston Martins.
Yeah,
I mean it is. Yeah,
we need to start doing YouTube videos for people because there's so much we're talking about that we're not showing.
Yeah, true. They'll be on our TikToks,
yeah.
I think.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll throw some pictures up.
Okay.
But yeah, Google a DB12. Look at the interior. CarWow did a good video recently on the DB12 Volante, which is without the roof.
Yes.
Which I was literally just watching before this podcast.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, which is why I thought of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Beautiful looking thing.
Okay.
Supercar.
I know what you're going to go. Actually, I don't know. I do and I don't.
I think we're about to pick the same thing.
Well, no, because... Okay.
Because this car, I could be considered not a supercar. It could maybe consider the hypercar now.
Oh, okay. So you're going to pick the Rivalto.
So, okay. But I don't know if I should be allowed that.
You can have that. That's
over 1,000 horsepower.
But again, it's electric. So like electric produces so much more horsepower. So I think the numbers are a bit fudged. I think that's fine.
Thanks.
Because it's a...
I'll take it.
If you think it's actually a general production run car. So I could order one now.
JJ could order one right now.
It's a general run car.
Okay, well, thank you. That's what I'm
about. You can have that. Yeah,
thanks.
I'm actually gonna go the Aventador.
Oh yeah, you're still gonna go back to the original.
Do you know why?
Which one though? The Aventador.
I'm gonna go with the Aventador SVJ.
The SVJ.
I'm gonna get it in.
Wow, the SVJ.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get an orange with black forged carbon fiber for the trimmings.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I really, I really, really want an, I really want an orange Lamborghini.
Mm.
Like I really want an orange Lamborghini.
Okay.
Even though it's so classic and like, I feel like everyone has it. I want an orange SVJ. And then also I've got a Wraith, comfortable. A G-Wagon, comfortable.
Very.
LC500, comfortable and for a sports car. Enough. So I may as well get something that's going to break my neck.
Break your back
every time I try to change a gear or go over a bump. It's going to be really painful, and I hate it.
Yeah,
but I want to Aventador.
Okay,
yeah. For people who don't know, it's got a single clutch gearbox, so it like bangs your head every time you change gear because it's literally just shunting from one gear to the next gear. There's punching no like, yeah, it's literally punching you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good job. They're great looking things. Even if you look at like 2011, like ones that came out like brand new,
they look amazing
at the time when it was. They're still like incredible looking things, and they're like over nearly 15 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you saw one on the road, you'd be like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, yeah, they are unreal.
Cool.
So,
city car.
Well, actually, I want to hear a bit more about your Revuelto choice.
Oh, my Revuelto. Yeah, I mean that is just the. I'm really hoping when they do a drag race of it against the SF90, the Ferrari that it
I was
going
to beat it. It should beat it, right?
I think the stats are fairly similar, but I'm hoping that considering the SF90 came out like 2 or 3 years ago, that this brand new Lamborghini should at least edge it.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like crazy a lot in it, but I'm hoping it'll edge it.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently just it much, much nicer to drive than the Aventador. Apparently
it's
a bit smoother. Apparently the inside is much newer, much nicer. Mm-hmm. It looks great. Like, it's just the new Lamborghini.
I saw a video of four of them, like four in a row, all different colors, driving through London. You see that? Yeah. Oh, I sent it to you. Yeah. So it's like, four of them all in different colors. They're driving down. Do you know why? That video made me want to pick the Aventador because it was quieter. I noticed how quiet it was compared to the old Aventadors.
Yeah, they scream. But then when you, if you put your foot down, you'll still...
Yeah, you'll still hear it. I want to be like partially deafened throughout the entire journey.
I see.
Not just when I put my foot down.
Okay,
little small city car.
This is probably going to be the hardest one.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go first because I don't know.
Okay, so let's just throw some out there. These are your little city cars.
Okay, Volkswagen up.
So you've got your ups, you've got your Polos. I think that's fine.
Toyota Aygo.
The Aygos.
I think a Polo is the one below the Polo or the Volts, the Up.
You could still get, look, what, Fiat 500s?
Fiat 5. I think a Polo is a little bit too big in my, like,
we're going small. Oh, okay. So we're going like, okay. Oh, I know what I'd have then.
Well, yeah.
I'd have a smart car.
I'll do a smart car. Okay. You're going smart car. Okay.
If we're going that small, let's have it super small and super convenient.
Yeah.
Where you literally can park it on anything.
Yeah.
I'll have a smart car. You could use the same as me if you want.
No. I'm going to go Reliant Robin.
Good shout.
I want to go up to a corner, yank the wheel. So, for context, it's got two back wheels and it's got one front wheel. And it's a little triangle. It's tiny. And I really want to go to a corner and yank the wheel and it should fall over.
That's that figure. What is it? Jeremy Clarkson does that, doesn't he?
He just goes around, just slides.
He's like, oh no, no, he's in it and he's crashing. He's like, oh no, something's happened bad here. You knew that was going to happen. Okay, you get up.
Yeah, I want a little rely on Robin.
That would be quite fun.
Mm. Okay, I know we said five. Let's say a modded car. So something that you'll take and you'll mod it up.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
R34.
No.
Nissan. No, what are you going to take in?
I'll have a GTR.
GTR. I'm having a...
just absolutely mod the hell out of it.
I'm having a Skyline R34.
Ooh.
Fast and Furious.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, actually. Damn it. Oh, okay. All right, well, you've taken that.
I've taken that one.
Oh, man. Why did I think of that?
Yeah. Like the best car.
Oh, I'd have a Supra.
Okay, yeah. Supra. Well, like Mark 4 or Mark 3?
Mark 3.
Mark 3, yeah.
I'd have a Mark 3.
Yeah, it's better. Louder, manual gearbox. Yeah.
I feel like I win that.
No, the R34 wins.
No, I win that.
Do you know what I'll do?
It's a Supra.
Yeah, but it's an R34 Skyline, right? Look, what I'll do is I'm going to get LEDs like underneath that, go down. I'll lower it, but get like suspension, which can like go up and down a bit.
Yeah.
And then I might take off the rear bumper. you can see. You know, if they do have a Lamborghini, they take the rear bumper off. You just see the engine and just an exhaust like that.
Oh, we'll come back to that in a minute. I'll come back to something like that in a minute. Carry on.
Yeah. And then,
because that reminded me too.
Probably just turn the wheels, camber the wheels out.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. So when I was driving Kieran over here earlier today, there's a guy in a really old Lexus who's cambered his wheels like this.
Mm.
But the car was in such a bad condition. Yeah. I was like, I can't tell if it's just broken like that. Well, that's how it was. but he's put on like cool rims where you're like, this guy's a modder.
Yeah.
They're cracked as well. So then I'm like, is that on purpose? Or is that like design? Or is that like
weird?
Yeah, it was a really weird condition.
Either that or he was doing some like proper, like hefty drifts.
Yeah, and he's just
binned it into into a bush. And he's driving home like, oh, no.
My top five cars.
Yep.
Well, my dream five car garage.
To sum up.
Is for the SUV, I'm going a G-Wagon 4x4 squared. For the sports car, I'm going a Lexus LC 500 V8.
Mm-hmm.
For the Grand Tourer, it's a Rolls-Royce Wraith. Not really a sort of a Grand Tourer.
I would say that.
Yeah. Aventador SVJ for my sports supercar. Loud, bang my head, Good.
Yeah.
And my City guy, I'm going to Reliant Robin.
Great shout.
Yeah.
Mine is a GT, the Aston Martin DB12. Beautiful looking thing.
Yeah.
My five-seater family car. It's Lotus Eletre, if that's the right way to say it.
Yeah.
Incredible thing, rapid. The Lamborghini Revuelto for my supercar.
Yeah.
For my sports car, the Porsche 911, just a standard one. That's all you need, really. Unbelievable. And for my city car, it's going to be the brilliant smart car.
Yeah.
That is, I think we've done very well.
We've done very well.
We have.
I realize that I don't have Porsche or Ferrari, and they're probably the two best car brands.
That's true. I've got at least one of
them.
Yeah.
So I feel like we might get flamed in comments, but
you probably will get absolutely torn apart.
But
speaking of earlier, you said, have you ever heard of Matt Armstrong?
Rings a bell.
Okay. Have you heard of Matt Armstrong? Okay. This guy basically rebuilds crashed cars. It's brilliant. Watch him. It's on YouTube. He goes through the whole.
I watch him.
And he's crashed his Lamborghini. Have you seen that? He has binned it into a bush. When you said about taking the bumper off.
Do you know what's funny?
The bumper came off.
As soon as you said, I've got something, I was like, maybe he's going to talk about the guy who crashed his Gallardo, right?
Gallardo.
Yeah.
So when you said, I'm going to take the bumper off, it's going to be the Massive.
Yeah.
That's what he did on that
car. Yeah.
And he's binned it into a wall or into a bush.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, that's all that was. A crazy accident. Like
his reveal video was so funny.
Yeah.
He was like, people are just saying, and he's sitting in the car, you can't tell that he's binned it. He's just sitting in the car like in a garage.
Yeah.
Like, people keep, saying all these things, like you shouldn't believe everything you see on the internet. Get tired. I was like, I definitely not crash my car. And he's getting out a broken door and then walking out, and the car in the background is completely destroyed.
But honestly, his videos are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really,
they're
really
so good.
Yeah.
And he's doing the Rashford. Have you seen he's bought Rashford's crashed Mansouri Rolls Royce when he gets that up and running?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not shouting him out because we don't have any viewers, but
if you
do want some like unbelievable content, like car content, go to that.
You know what? I'm sure there are people on here who don't actually listen to him. So definitely check him out. Matt Armstrong
just YouTube. Uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah.
He's rebuilt some unbelievable cars. Yeah. And he's got good taste.
He's got good taste in cars. Yeah.
But that was just a random one to finish.
Well, I think that is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't a quick one. I was about to go, it's a quick one, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it's about 50 minutes, but we'll cut
it. Was it?
Yeah. But it's been an absolute pleasure. And Kieron has also given him a warm welcome.
Yep.
If you're enjoying the content, I know we should say this at the beginning, but give us a follow, share, subscribe. They do that all on YouTube, don't they?
Yeah, do your thing.
Whatever you do with a podcast, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever you do.
You do something.
Yeah. Fall asleep to it.
Yeah. Don't fall asleep to this. actually, fall asleep on repeat.
On repeat. Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll get put in.
So listen to it. And then on the second go round, then you can fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And have our nice soothing voices.
Yeah.
I think.
No.
Probably. My stupid laugh. Anyway, yes.
Right. Love how I didn't deny that.
Adam's laugh is really.
It's like Adam's stupid laugh. All right. Anyway, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
It's been Lights Out.
And take care.
Peace.